Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I am so excited today to be here with a very dear, dear new friend of mine who I just admire to no end, Teresa Tapp. And Teresa has the most amazing fitness routines that you're going to ever encounter. And I'm bringing her here to you as part of the Energy Recharge Program to start off our month of fitness the T-Tap way. I met Teresa over the phone last year and did an interview with her on my radio show, and I was blown away by this woman and then invited her to my live event. And those of you who were at the live event remember meeting her there and experiencing firsthand the amazing stuff. And we were just chatting about her retreat coming up where she says people come and exercise for the weekend and lose 6 inches. What exercise program do you know that works that way? So without further ado, I want to introduce you to Teresa Tapp. Hi, Teresa. Thank you so much for being here.
Hi. Hi, Dr. Rita. Thank you so much for the invite. It's always fun to get together with people with like minds when we're really wanting to make a difference and help everyone we meet.
Absolutely. And Teresa and I are of such like mind. And, you know, we're about the same size. We're about the same age. We have the same level of energy. And I don't often meet people with as much energy as I have.
I know. Me either.
And I just really want to bring her to you. And because I know exercise is tough for a lot of people, right? They get, I got to get on the treadmill, or I got to go to class, I got to lift those weights, and they just feel like just uninspired, and the progress tends to be slow. And I want to introduce them to T-Tap because the results that you get are amazing, and the feedback I get from everybody I've introduced it to is being like, wow, that T-Tap is the most amazing thing I've ever done. So I would love for you to share a little bit with people about, you know, why T-Tap is different and what this whole muscle activation thing is and how it can possibly help us to lose 6 inches in 3 days if we really apply it. It's like a miracle magic thing.
Well, it is pretty miraculous, and what the miracle is the human body. It's just amazing how it can repair and rebuild. But mindful movement is the secret to success. And, you know, even though I did through traditional training to get an exercise physiology degree, exercise science, I went ahead and got certified to teach high school, you know, and I got a business degree in working on that. But I spent about 18 years in Europe in the fashion industry as a new face developer. That's kind of like helping the new faces understand that it's not about being a star. It's about work and making ugly clothes look good and how to hold these horrendous poses and all shapes and twistings and then do that for 10, 12 hours a day, and then also understanding it as a business. And the only reason I took that job, because initially I started off in pre-med, because I wanted to cure cancer, or at least be part of the team researching to cure cancer, because my mom died when I was 6 years old from brain tumors. She had undergone 2 years of chemo and radiation. She was a nurse, so I was used to going to the hospital as a little girl. But from, you know, age 3 to 5, I remember mom going through all those treatments and chemo and radiation and hair falling out and burns. But it just lit the passion within me that I wanted to make a difference so nobody has to go through that horrible pain. And I ended up from pre-med going into exercise physiology because I had some personal challenges, because my mom taught me as a little girl that there's always a positive in every negative. As long as you look for the positive, you'll learn the lesson and apply it and be better for it. And so my first experience of that was when I hurt my back when I was in high school. And when you go on my website at ttap.com, you can see how my lower lumbar is fused on L4, 5, and 6. And it happened when I was doing a backward somersault on a balance beam, which when you have scoliosis, and most of us do have a curvature of our spine, I slid off that balance beam. And I was in high school in the early 70s, and back in those days, if you fell off equipment, you'd have to get back on equipment. And we're not talking high-end gymnastics here. We're talking PE. But they didn't realize when I first slid off, it broke off 3 of my vertebrae, the little tips. So the second time I did it, it actually severed into muscle tissue, and as you know very well, doctor, that bone is healthy tissue. It regenerates and fuses. And sometimes when teenagers, when they break a hand and football or a bone or a leg, the doctors have to re-break it because it healed in the wrong way, even before they got the cast on, because the body looks to heal and repair very quickly. That's why I said it's a miraculous machine. So pain is the best teacher, because in those days, back in the early 70s, if you had a back injury, you were told to lay in bed. They didn't have MRIs. They didn't do x-rays. It wasn't like today's world. And so it was the worst thing to do for me, just to lay, because then those bone fragments and everything fused together as one, compiled with that curvature, that if I don't have my body in alignment, I'm in a lot of pain, like 7 out of 10 I basically deal with all the time. But the positive out of that negative is here I am at 18 years old, and I totally understand the importance of posture and body alignment for optimal function and no pain. And so there's no way to teach that. Most of us don't learn that till we've had a car accident and received whiplash or some other kind of accident where we break, or atrophy with age of not exercising. So when I went into med school, I had this understanding beyond my years about muscle activation. It wasn't called that back then. Back then they didn't even have lymphatic system. It used to be called the circulatory system. But I had my second with the armpit getting very large, a lymph node. And because of my connection to my mom dying from cancer, my professor said I needed to get that cut out. Now, this was in the days when you were a certain age, you just automatically had your tonsils taken out, and we're the same age, so I know you've gone through some of these too. So, but the little voice that I heard in my head that has guided me my whole life, because when I was praying for my mom to live, I know, without a doubt, I listened to this voice that's guided. I mean, it's God. And it's like I didn't have the book knowledge, but I already knew at age 18 what worked to help that pain, to pull vertebrae off pinched nerves. I understood the mechanics. I just had to get the book knowledge. And that same voice told me that that swollen lymph node was telling me, like a barometer, when I'd had too much sugar, too much coffee, not enough sleep, or when I was out of balance. Because that's what your lymph system does, is filter the trash. So I had an advanced, when it wasn't even called a lymph system back then, I just had a barometer in my right armpit that told me when I was not up to par. And so we did trial and error little tests with my professors, like, okay, don't sleep at all tonight. And I see, oh, got bigger, eat a lot of sugar. Nobody knew diet back then like it does now. And it was the Everclear alcohol in the lab, okay, and drink a little of that with, you know, punch. And things would make it swell up, and when you would do exercise, it would make it go down. And so I was working with cancer patients because everything was in pre-med, and the exercises that I was coming up with were doing really great at getting my lymph node to go down and lessen some of their side effects, the nausea that you go through with chemo and radiation. Mm-hmm. But the positive out of their negative is that they were all losing inches very quickly. And when you're losing your hair, if all of a sudden you lose an inch off your waist in 4 days, you get pretty excited. You have something to be excited about. Or that you're less nauseous, or you don't look so gray and your skin tone's coming back. So there was something to these mindful movements. So your question, I gave a little bit of history, so because a lot of it is the journey I took to get to where I am today, is that TTAP's not just exercise. It's more than a workout. It's actually a means of muscle activation of brain to body, mind to muscle, what I call increasing neural kinetic flow. You want to increase from the brain through your body, the mind to your muscle, how to increase that stimulus, and also to create full fiber muscle activation of equal tension of multiple muscles, both of the origin to the insertion. So your muscle attaches on your bones in two ways. Most exercise, regular exercise, usually has a little bit more tug on one attachment to the belly of the muscle, okay, and that's called isotonic exercise. And then there's isometric exercise, and that's basically when you go squeeze, make your muscles as tight as you can. Well, the counterproductiveness of isometrics by itself is that it can increase inflammation. So can traditional exercise, running and jogging and tennis and and I'm not saying those are bad. All exercise is good. We must move our muscles. Our bodies are designed to move. It's just that if you are sick or you have muscle imbalance or you have a lot of inflammation or a lot of hormonal imbalance or migraines or whatever, then you can't just go traditional. You have to think of more full fiber muscle activation. Let me give you some examples. Like yoga oftentimes is full fiber if the knee is bent. Pilates, a lot of times that's full of fiber and they do a lot of core. But a lot of people with neck issues can't do Pilates because lifting the head with off the neck off the mat, you can't do that if you have muscle imbalance or cervical neck issues. So I studied Pilates when I was in Europe for those 18 years, but I kept further study when I finished university. I took the post to go in the modeling world so that I could study at the Bundesliga, which is in Hamburg, Germany, and that's the Olympian Athletic Facility. So while I was at Eileen Green Agency by day doing bookings for Otto Versand, which is a catalog house of 27 magazines, so all the models could get work and get paid to make ugly clothes look good, then I would also have these pretty girls come by the science lab, and that's how I got these scientists to let me in. While they run on the treadmills, I got to use all these different testing modalities to see the exact VO2 output of what I could do with TTAP method with 8 reps, 10 reps, 12 reps, and when did the inflammation kick in, and all of those great diagnostic tools. So I was very grateful to be able to be over there. And so back to what TTAP is, it incorporates the full fiber of muscle activation. So let me give you an example so that you can feel what I'm talking about, because when you do TTAP or you see somebody doing TTAP, it doesn't look like they're doing much. But everything's activated on the inside and full fiber of multiple muscles, and it's done in a special sequence. So you balance imbalance, increase the lymphatic flow to get the trash out, and increase the circulation so you get all your nutrients in and optimize digestion, assimilation, and elimination. Okay, so a bicep curl. Everyone knows what a bicep curl is. Oftentimes we do it with a 3-pound weight or a 5-pound weight. So everybody out there, I just want you to put your hand out to the side and make a fist. When you make a fist, you'll start to feel a tightening in the back of your hand. That's isometrics. Now, I want you to think to tight, tight, tight as you curl in. Okay, keep your ribs up. Keep your shoulders back. Body alignment. We'll make it apples to apples. Here we go. Squeezing, go. Tight, 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 curl in. Tight, 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 uncurl. You should feel that bicep. Tight, 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 curl in until the hand touches the shoulder. Tight, 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 uncurl back out. If you think about it, you start to feel the fatigue right about on number 3. Now we're going to do T-tap. Same move, but bring your elbow up. Elbow aligned with shoulder. Instead of squeezing your hand together, I just want you to pinch the fingers and thumb. I call it donut hand because it's hollow in the middle. So the fingertips are touching the top of your shoulder. Lift that elbow up so it's level. Now bring that elbow behind the ear so if somebody's looking at you from the side, they also see that your elbow and shoulder's in alignment from the side. Now keeping that, pinch those fingers, tighten that back. Do not drop that elbow. Pinch, pinch, tight, tight, tight as you uncurl. Hand up to the ceiling. Keep that elbow up. Tight, 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 pinching as you curl down and touch the top of the shoulder. Do you feel the difference already? Tight, tight, tight as you uncurl. Feel the tricep as well as the bicep. Tight, tight, tight. Feel the lat, the muscle in the back. Tight, tight, tight. Feel the shoulder. That's your deltoid. Tight, tight, tight. Curl in by now. Don't you feel your heart rate coming up? And you're also using your trap. Relax. Do a big inhale. Hunching up to the ears and then relax. So now instead of just focusing primarily on the bicep curl, the belly of your bicep to your elbow having most of the tug, you are getting full tug from your elbow to your shoulder on your bicep, your tricep, your deltoid, your trap, and your lat. And in every single movement sequence within a TTAP workout, I always full fiber activate at least 5 to 7 muscles at the same time. So then you get muscle density, not bulk. Then your muscles work like Spanx or like a girdle, which then gives you immediate results by cinching in the inches. So you see this sculpting and toning even before the scale starts to move. Mm-hmm. And all of those muscles then start kicking in to burn body fat. So by week 3 or 4, you start to see the scale move very quickly. But by the time you're at week 3 or 4, most everyone loses at least 1 pant side, if not 2. That's what TTAP is. It's mindful movement in a special sequence of full fiber muscle activation, optimizing lymphatic and neurokinetic flow.
Wow.
It's a mouthful.
Awesome. It's a mouthful. But it makes so much sense, you know, and I know that you have workouts of different sizes, so people don't have to be spending 3 hours at the gym every day to get
not
these
at all.
Results.
You can do even the minute moves, and everyone got 2 DVDs as part of your program, and I believe you have some extra ones for people who have just signed up. We don't want to tie up on everything. There's 9 different exercises and samples so that you can hear about it, learn about it, feel the difference. It's not just seeing it, but feeling it. But these type of movements, what's woven into the workout? It's a 15-minute workout. We've got 30-minute workouts. We've got 20-minute workouts. We have 45-minute workouts, and we even have hour-long workouts. But it's already been proven that wind sprinting, you know, when you do really quick burst of energy
right.
and then back off and another quick, it's already in there. Because in the first move, you do primary back stretch. That little move took 15 pages in my book, Fit and Fabulous, in 15 minutes to describe. It takes 2 minutes to do. There's so much specific. Okay, so that warms up the body, and then I immediately go into a plié sequence. Well, the plié sequence is 4 sets, and everything is only 1 set of 8 repetitions. You never do more than 8 reps, and you only do 1 set. Ironically, the stronger you get, the more you get out of it, the less you have to do. It's the reverse of any other traditional exercise. That's the happy part. So back to those pliés. You're doing what I call a jumping jack plié. It's like where you pull to a W, arm straight up, arm straight down, arm straight back up, like a jumping jack, except your legs are in a plié. Well, you're doing 1 set of 8 plié before that, then your set of 8 of the jumping jack. By the time you're done with jumping jack, you're already at the top of your VO2 output and target heart rate going, and I finish off doing the chest press and the combination chest press. So by the time you're at the end of that plié, the stronger you are, the more you keep your ribs up and shoulders back. The stronger you are, the more your knees out to little toe and butt is tucked. The stronger you are, you keep the isometrics while you do the large muscle movement. See, but yet, if you're just a beginner, just getting through the movements with your knees bent, your tailbone tucked, your ribs up, those primary principles, you're huffing and puffing. But where is it that the stronger you get, the more nerve stimulus you get to the muscles? So then the optimization of the body alignment, which raises your heart rate 1 to 3 beats per minute, which then takes you to the highest level. So that's why this workout will challenge a triathlete, yet be safe for somebody who just had a heart attack.
Wow.
It's never been done. So that's why it's more than a workout. It's been called the Tai Chi of the Western world, because the same sequence of Tai Chi, that sustained movement where you're holding the body, the knees are bent, your ribs are up, you're sustaining coming through, your breathing is equal, is going to be beneficial for the elderly as well as the youth, as well as somebody injured, as well as somebody who's very fit to calm and balance the body, correct? So when these kinesiologists and all of these researchers were analyzing, and I was at Cooper Aerobic Institute in the year 2000, they were like, oh, my gosh, this is not the super fat-burning inch law system. That's what it was actually called in 1999. This is the super carbohydrate workout because it drops glucose so quickly. Because of the full fiber activation and leverage isometrics, your muscles are using up stored sugar and glucose levels to the point it kicks into fat burning so much faster. Whereas traditional exercise is about 20 minutes when you finally kick in. Of course, the more fit you are, the faster that happens. But then it's harder to get target heart rate. In TTAP, after the primary back stretch and the first set of 8 plié sequence, everyone's into fat burning.
Wow.
So it's usually about 10 to 13, 10 to 12 minutes, and your body's into fat burning. And even the more fit can maintain target heart rate of 80%, 70 to 80%, pretty good for a little 15-minute workout. So, and that's chapter 4 in the book, Fit and Fabulous. That 15-minute workout is something you can do every day. You can do it and then go take a walk. You can do it, and that's all you do for the day. You can do it and decide you want to go do your favorite Zumba. See, I'm not trying to replace exercise.
Right.
I'm trying to educate everyone how to move the muscles like a machine, how to activate more muscles on the inside so you can get faster results on the outside. So you can do whatever favorite workout is yours, but you're going to understand the purpose of that tuck curl, the ribs up, the knees out. You're going to know the importance of body alignment without pain. Because then once you get it, it makes common sense. It's so easy once you get it.
Wow. So I have a question for you. That brought something up for me. My favorite exercise, I love going out running. And I'm not, I'm not training for a marathon right now or a triathlon. I just like my little 3.5-mile, 4-mile run every day. Especially when I was in your area on the beach every day. It was amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's nice outside.
It's so beautiful. But I also feel like I do need something else, and I do weights occasionally and all once a week. But this seems like something I could then incorporate to really, will it help me in the running, you think? I mean, is that something
that... Yes, it
that
does.
Somebody, yeah.
Yes, it does. In fact, I have many certified TTAP trainers across the U.S., and the one in particular, her name is Lynette Madden. She's a marathoner. She's completed many, many marathons. TTAP is very popular with the triathletes and the Iron Women because people who like to run, it's that endorphin high. It feels good. You're outside, the negative ions,
exactly.
Nature. But, you know, it can take its toll on knees with age.
Yeah.
Depending if you're running on pavement and depending on your body type. It can really hit hard with incontinence, especially if a person's had a baby or two,
yeah.
Where the jarring of the body on the impact. And so I try to educate people, if you're a person who loves to run, then try to do walk a little, jog a little, because at least when you're walking, your knee goes straight each time. Because, see, when you run, it's always in a slight bend. Because that's the mechanics of running.
Yes,
and so if you do TTAP on your off days or as a warm-up or on training, Lynette Madden actually took it to the test. She's an exercise science RN. She's in New Hampshire. And she's also ACE certified, and she's very analytical. And so she trains other runners how to shave off minutes from their time for marathons.
Mm-hmm.
And TTAP has been very effective at increasing the VO2 output so that you have greater energy reserves on your run. Pretty cool. Now, this comes, and I have to give credit where credit's due, okay, because God's given me a lot. I did my book knowledge, but when I was at the Bundesliga, okay, the whole tuck butt, ribs up, knee out, that is totally comes from TTAP. The ribs up with the shoulders back on the hip, maintaining shoulders back during active movement, I've got to give the credit to those exercise scientists at the Bundesliga because they were the one, and this was also clinically proven in America. Took a long time for us to get it here, but I knew about it in the 80s. Okay, and if you think about back in the 80s, the only person to win in America on any of the endurance sports was Mark Spitz, a swimmer.
Mm.
All the other winners were Germans.
Mm.
And it's because of this specific training method. When your shoulders are back in alignment with your hips, and they have this in running. You've heard of balanced running, chi running, whatever.
Yes, yes.
When the shoulders are back, your heartbeat is up 1 to 3 beats a minute. When your shoulders slightly go forward in front of the hips, it drops 1 to 3 beats per minute instantaneously, which is counterproductive. Now, when people are training to run or they're wanting to get stronger and they're running on a treadmill inside, what do? They usually make an incline, correct?
Yeah.
They crank it up to run up on an incline on the treadmill. And what does the human body do when it's walking uphill? Leans forward.
Forward, yeah.
So now you're training on the treadmill and actually increasing inflammation and making your heart work less effectively and actually be strained and not be able to have the high VO2. Whereas when you walk downhill, you lean back, correct? And when you walk downhill, your heart rate increases beats per minute and becomes very efficient in using glucose and glycogen reserves. So you have more fuel for the per mile or per distance, and you become a very effective machine that's fueled. Now, how do you run downhill on a treadmill? Can't do. But you can if you get the same mechanics. And what is that? They told me that what I was doing with ribs up, shoulders back, is automatically making yourself run downhill. So those hoedowns that I do that are on those DVDs, and we did them at the event,
yeah.
It's also on YouTube and on TTAP.com. That little three-minute move, I have your knees bent, your tailbone tucked, your ribs up, your shoulders back. One knee stays bent. The other knee goes lift, touch, lift, touch, lift, touch to the front, inside, and back. Okay, what are you doing? You're running downhill while your knees are lifting and touching. Every time you touch, it's lymphatically pumping. Every time you lift your knee, you're working your tummy. But you've got your shoulders back and you're leaning back like you're running downhill and you're doing it at the same time. So it's very cardio. It's very coordination. It's very left-right brain. It's very lymphatic. And it's also strengthening all of the muscles on all of the joints. Crazy, but effective. So being able to understand the science of exercise, once you know that, so now while you're doing another movement, okay, and I'm not doing any dissing here, because I have a Step Away the Inches. It's a walking workout, so I teach people how to walk using the method. So I call it Step Away the Inches because there's a very popular walking workout out there called Walk Away the Pounds. And Leslie Sansone has several. But when you watch her execute the walking workout, and especially doing anything lateral, she leans forward significantly. Mm. And so she wonders why she's not thinning in the thigh or the outer saddlebags aren't trimming away, because she's built like me. And it's just because you inactivate. As soon as you tilt forward, you inactivate at the hip. So now two of the quads that are going from hip to knee are inactivated as you're doing a lateral, so you can't get that full fiber sculpting ability. And you lose some of the cardio. So it's just, so now, once you learn the T-TAP method, you've got your Step Away the Inches, like, okay, I got this. Now think how great it is. You can pop in any walking workout out there that you want. You love this music. You love that music. Because I have no music with mine. I'm the T-TAP rap. Yes, I'm telling you,
you just sing song your way through. You have a great melodious voice.
Well, there's so much to remember and so much to think, and I want to give all the cues, and I'm trying to help everyone understand to help their body help itself. So when you finally get it, then you can pop in anybody else's with music, and you already know, tuck it, lift it, knees are out, and it's in your brain. You're hearing me in your brain. Well, now you get to do it to your favorite music, or you don't even have to put on a DVD. You just turn on your radio and start stepping inside your bedroom. Or while you're running outside during a run, while your arms are swinging alongside, are you making sure your thumbs are forward and that your pinky hits? Or are you just with the thumbs on the inside and the palms facing backward? Changes the mechanics of the run.
Yes, and I'm totally unconscious, as most people are.
Yes, and so it doesn't mean they were doing it wrong. I'm just teaching how to optimize how the body's designed to activate more muscles more comprehensively so it becomes easier and more effective.
I want everybody in the program to get addicted to this so that you just can't wait for your next T-TAP workout. So what's the best way for people to get started? I know that we already gave quite a number to people that had the full pay and they had a bonus of getting Basic Workout Plus.
Basic Workout Plus, the 15-minute workout. Yes, that's the best place. That teaches you all of the primary principles and the bottom line basics of the T-TAP. That's the Tai Chi of the Western world, that 15-minute sequence. Eventually, you'll have it memorized. You don't even have to put it in, and then you're empowered for life. Just starting that first thing in the morning with that workout increases your metabolism for the whole day. It just reawakens everything. Other great points of entries that you may not, it's like when you go to the website, that's ttapp.com, ttap.com, which is my name. It really is my name, Teresa Tapp. That's why it's called T-TAP. There is a Try Before You Buy section where I have video clips of full exercises that you can try before you buy. And then also at YouTube, I have 15 more that if you type in T-TAP, T-TAPP, up will come all of these different downloads of various TV commercials I've done where I've demonstrated a move or some of the same ones that are on my Try Before You Buy. And so it really gives you a chance to go, wow, I felt that I liked, or wow, I don't like this. I mean, it really gives you a chance to experience it. Then there's a new workout that I just put out, and it's on Deep Discount Tuesday today. Okay, we always have every third Tuesday of the month a special. But it's Broom 2. Because when you're walking, and everybody's trying to learn to optimize, step away the inches, walking in place, but I have you holding a broom. Now, that may sound corny. It could be called sweep away the inches. But with this broom, when you put a broom up on your shoulders behind your head, don't you think your shoulders are straighter? Don't you think the ribs come up more? Okay, so now while you're walking in place before and you've got that little broom and I go up for two and half, up for two behind that head, back up for two and half, and up and I keep stepping. Okay, so all of a sudden you're huffing and puffing because your shoulders are definitely back and it doesn't weigh anything and everybody has a household broom. And so it's a 13-minute workout that's equal to a mile and a half in 13 minutes.
Wow.
And it's very effective. It's easy to do. It's called Broom 2. And then another one that's a great point of entry that's only 27 minutes long is called Mindful Movement for Menopause Management. Or it might even be saying Healthy Hormones, Mindful Movement for Healthy Hormones and Menopause Management. This DVD is part of what went with the book that I wrote with Mary Shulman. And it's not just for people in menopause. It's definitely for anyone who's trying to keep their hormones healthy and in balance so they don't get fluffy female fat around their belly and middle. And because it's only 27 minutes long, and it was just recently done, I've just released it this past year, people love the extra emphasis that I put on ribs up, set the lats. And that's a sneaky way to fit in fitness throughout the day. Lats are the biggest muscle down the sides of your back. And think about how many people start to get bra pudge and back fat as we get older. It's because they inactivate their lats. They let their ribs down. They let their shoulders slump. And then your metabolism goes down and your fat goes up. And so the easiest way is to use those ribs up lats. And I'll give you a sneaky fit right now tip for everyone, because I always like to give tips. Regardless of whatever you do, you're going to learn about ribs up, so you'll have perky pecs and no back fat. Okay, here's the everybody sitting. I just want you to feel the muscle mechanics. You're sitting on the edge of your chair, because that'll just make your shoulders go back in better alignment. Toes are forward, feet are on the floor. Now, on a count of three, I just want you to think ribs up and pull your shoulders back so they're aligned with the hips, okay? One, two, three, ribs up and shoulders back. Keep pulling them back. Feel how the pectoral muscles are really stretching. You feel like your chest is sticking out. You feel like the muscles are pinching between your shoulder blades. Hold it. Now relax. Now we got the blood flow there. Now it's where I want it to where you don't pull the shoulders back. I want you just to think ribs up and just let the shoulders shift back. On a count of three, feel the difference. One, two, three, ribs up. You'll feel a slight shift, but you didn't pull back the shoulders or pull them down. Now, depending on how much your mind to muscle connected, that'll change. Now relax that. Hunch up the shoulders to the ears to erase it. Then lift and release. So on that second one, and we just erased it by lifting up those shoulders to the ears, that kind of gives you a stretch of those muscles and the traps, relax the shoulders, and now we're going to do what I call leverage isometrics. Pinch your fingers of one hand and the thumb, make that donut hand, now press it into the sternum, that's the bone right there between your chest. Okay, I want you to press in. Feel when you press in. Now, that's increasing some nerve stimulus from your brain to where your fingers are pushing in. That's going to empower all the muscles from the brain to where you're touching. Now, on a count of three, you're going to push in and up to help lift your ribs. Okay, ready? One, two, three, press, lift. Now, hold it there. Did you feel how much different? Keep pressing it there. Feel how much more the lats got to activate. Feel how your shoulders are neutral. They're not pulling back, but you can feel how the lats are more equally activated and greater activation. Now think to tighten the lats. See how much your brain can let go of your pinch. Now you're perfect on your posture. Your lats are burning glucose. They're going to help your body control the blood sugar, and the ribs up is going to give more room for the belly, so you're pulling the belly up out of the lower so you get rid of the pooch. And now hold it there. On a count of three, push the feet in the floor. One, two, three, press feet in the floor. And, oh, my goodness, we just activated the glutes. Don't stop yet. We're going to do more leverage activation. Put those pinkies on your thighs. Thumbs up to the ceiling. One, two, three, press pinkies. And the ribs went up another inch. Hold it. One, two, three, four. Relax everything. Hunch up. And relax. Now, that's the power of muscle activation of brain to body, mind to muscle that you control with your body, no machine, no equipment, no stretching mats. Anytime, anywhere, yes, you can.
Wow. And that's just stuff we can learn the moves and just incorporate them throughout our posture as we go through the day.
Exactly.
Regular.
And they're in that 15-minute workout. So even if nothing else, the 15-minute workout, the basic plus the one that comes with your program, that's it for life. That alone can lose a pant size, even when you're not wanting to lose. That's the workout that gives you muscle, cuts, and tone. But at the same time, if somebody has several sizes to lose, with time it will. I just think it's amazing how the same 15-minute sequence will work for all body types, all ages, both genders, regardless of what you weigh or where your fitness level is. That's pretty exciting.
It is.
It's all on what your mind, your own mindfulness of. Put mindful movement into it, and then we also give unlimited tech support. So in addition to Dr. Rita Marie being there every step of the way, educating you, motivating you, you have your group. You have our toll-free number at TTAP, And we have a staff here that answers questions all day and modifications. Now you're pregnant, what you do, what you modify. You're getting ready for bar mitzvah, what you do. You're getting ready for the wedding, the honeymoon. Whatever it is, you just got a car accident. What can I do? I just broke my hand. What can I do? That's why we're here, to help you achieve the desired results that you want and along the way. And we have free forums, message boards at TTAP.com. So when you go to the TTAP.com homepage, it'll say forums. And when you go over there, you're talking to TTAPers all over the country, internationally, people that are smarter than me. There's PhDs, there's medical doctors. It's amazing. I always say the great thing about mindful movement in TTAP is it doesn't matter how much money, if you're royalty, if you're the average Jane or Joe, we all have fat we're trying to burn. Mm-hmm. It's the all-time equalizer. And so everybody has a code name, and they're all helping each other, motivating, cyber buddies, cyber friends for life. I go over there to get motivated because the amount of love and caring and sharing, it's great. And since you all have the basic plus, come on over. Meet a new friend.
So the best way to get started is to just get started.
Yes, come try some of the new ones for free, YouTube or
yep.
TTAP. And just do at least one move a day. If you just don't even think you can do 15 minutes, then just do the first move, primary back stretch. Just do one of those free ones on YouTube.
Okay.
Then you'll work your way up to doing two a day. And then you'll start pressing your pinkies when you're sitting at your desk. See, easy ways to fit in fitness. Push your feet in the floor.
And encourage people to go every day and try a move.
Yeah, pick two.
Yeah, absolutely.
I always say, pick two.
Pick two?
Pick two. Do one in the morning, one in the afternoon.
Okay.
If you get energetic, then do the two together.
Okay. Cool. So it's ready. It's anybody can do it, really, regardless of whether they
anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. If they don't have the stamina for the full 15 minutes, they'll just start with one. Okay. And then on average, how long does it take for somebody, you know, if they're repeating that basic every day, every other day, whatever, how long before we feel like, wow, I can really do this, I get it? I mean, maybe I'm just slow, but I have to keep watching.
That's okay. There's a learning curve, you know, and people who are super fit like you and runners, you know, it's all based, like, some people are more kinetic, some people are more cerebral, some people are, you know, that's just how we're wired.
Yeah.
You know, like, why is it somebody's very musical and then the other one can't even snap their fingers to the beat? I mean, it's just how we're wired. And so it's just how then somebody who's not maybe automatically left-right brain, the learning curve will get there. You're having to wait till your nerves and you connect and you start feeling everything in space. People who do martial arts or have done ballet where you have to do the right side and the left side, they usually have a faster length of time of connecting on it. But I always tell people, oh, yes, you can. Don't worry on that. That's also why there's no music, so it doesn't confuse people on what they're hearing or seeing. You know, like you would get the beat would conflict with your own wiring.
Right.
But to answer your question, most people seem to have light bulbs go off by the second week of doing it every day.
Okay.
And those who are a little more connected are going to feel that by day four. Day three, they're usually frustrated, and day four, it becomes easier. But day three is a frustrating day. A little more fatigue, starting to feel some muscle awareness, soreness. It's like rubbing my belly and patting my head. I feel uncoordinated. I don't look like Teresa on the thing. That's why I put all those people behind me in the instructional of all shapes and sizes.
A good idea, yeah.
So that it's not what you look like. You just do your personal best. And if that means you can only do four repetitions instead of the eight, then do four. Take a sip of water, reset, do the next four.
Yeah.
You know, it's just do your personal best, because you'll find out one day you're better at it than another day. It could be you had a little alcohol the night before, maybe too much sugar, went to a birthday party, didn't sleep, you're worried that there's stress at work. Various things will affect the inflammation and nerve pathways in your body. So then it's like, wow, boy, am I like two left feet today. Why can't I do this? I did it last week. No. That's the beauty of it. It's also why the same workout will work, that same sequence. Your body does not adapt to it. There's too many things woven into it where it's a different workout on the challenge of muscle imbalancing for each time you do it. That's the beauty of this workout, is that you really do not adapt. It will always challenge. That's why the stronger you get, the more challenging it becomes. Okay. And that's never been done.
I think that's pretty amazing. So let me ask you another question. See, people who have like a knee injury or they've had a knee surgery years ago or a hip surgery, are there ways that they need to modify this? Are there just certain ones that they should avoid and just stick with upper body?
Okay, let me give you that's a really good question because that would be most of the questions that would come to us on the telephone. So let me empower all of your group right away. If you have problematic knees, because the stance is that the T-tap, the toes are forward and your feet are hip-width apart, heel aligned with hip. And that's the primary stance. And then I tell you to bend the knees, tuck tailbone or tuck butt. It's kind of like curling the lower back, tailbone's under. Then you bring ribs up, you tighten those glutes, you push knees out. And when you're pushing knees out, depending on what level of atrophy or problematic knees or injuries that you have, you may not have the strength on the outer side of the knee, and you may not have the flexibility on the inside of the knee. Because most people walk with their toes turned out and their knees in, which creates an imbalance at the knee. And so when you're pushing knees out, if you start to feel like your knees don't like that, let me give you the easiest modification, which I do in the DVD called Senior Fit, because I figure by the time Ethel and Myrtle are seniors, their knees are usually pretty tired. So I shorten the stance to four fingers, pointer to pinky. So right now, everybody just feel the difference when you get into a hip-width stance. Toes forward, hips and heels aligned, tuck your tailbone, lift your ribs. Now tune in on a count of three. One, two, three. Push knees out towards the little toe. Hold it. Feel that. Three, four. Relax. Now come in. Bring your feet closer like you only have like one shoe between the shoes. So pointer to pinky as if you were to go down and put your hand between your feet. They're much closer. Okay, now assume the same stance. The toes are forward, four fingers apart. Bend knees. Tuck tailbone. Ribs up. Push knees out. Feel the difference. It's more intense on the thigh, less on the knee. But you're still getting full fiber because the knee out makes full fiber of all the muscles that attach from the knee to the hip and all of the muscles that attach from the knee to the ankle. When the tailbone's tucked and the butt is tight, when you push out, you're also activating the transverse abdominis from hip joint to hip joint and all of the muscles that attach from the lower lumbar to your hip. So that's why you have the KLT, knee to little toe. Then all of a sudden, while you're working out and you're going to get stronger because progressively your knees will go out further and further as they get more strong and the inside gets more flexible, all of a sudden then you look like you're riding a horse. You're way past the little toe. Okay, so right now we'll go with the shorter stance, so then I'm going to teach you what you do next as soon as your knees can get out that far. So four fingers apart, everyone. Toes are forward. Bend knees. Tuck tail. Ribs up. Tighten butt. One, two, three, push knees out as far as you can. Feel that? Your arch is off your edge of the feet. Now I want you to press your ball joint, lift your big toe. Did you feel your knee shift in? Now do you feel how much more jazz toes lifting the toes? And you can feel your arch lift up and the stabilization of the ankle. Feel that? It's intense. Every muscle's activated in the legs. Relax. Did you feel the difference? When you get to the point that your knee can go way past that little toe, then you want to press the ball joint down. So that restabilizes the muscles around your ankle so you don't create an imbalance at the ankle or a problematic knee. So those with problematic knees, I tell people in the beginning, I want you to push till you get off the ball joint. Weight should be on the last two or three toes. No weight in the ball joint of the big toe, and your knees will get stronger and will be less problematic, and you will be able to get more and more on the KLT. But all of us, okay, now that I let you rest, just everybody assume that stance. Go back to the traditional one, just like on your basic plus. Heels align with hips, toes forward, bend knees, tuck tail, ribs up. Now tune in, just push knees off, shift off the ball joint right there. Feel the difference? It's not problematic on your knees. The other thing for problematic knees is people need to get weight in the heels and on the pliés. Don't turn your feet out as far. So everyone right now, tip from problematic knees, assume a plié stance. That means your heels are aligned with your shoulders. Your feet should be turned out 25 to 30 degrees, not 45. We're not ballerinas here. 20 to 25 degrees. You bend your knees until the knee is over the ankle, tuck tailbone, ribs up, push knees out. Now, that's the plie stance that's on the jumping jacks and the plie sequence. While you're fitting on there, feeling that knee out to little toe, shift into the heels now. Now, feel how less problematic? A lot of people keep their weight forward. Now, make it a little less of a turnout and feel the difference. Rebend, retuck, ribs up, knees out. Feel how now you're getting more upper inner thigh activation. When the feet are less turned out, you actually get more full fiber focus on the upper inner thigh pudge. So you get rid of that upper inner thigh because of more muscle activation. So less turnout doesn't make it easier. It makes it more specific. So, but the body takes the path of least resistance all the time, so it wants to go way out because it looks prettier or they feel like they look more like a ballerina. No, bring them in, shift into the heels, knees out, and you'll get faster results and no problematic knees.
Wow. That was an answer.
It's a lot to think about, I know.
It's a lot. I have to see it. I'm one of those visuals. Just listening doesn't work for me. I have to see it. I mean, I was doing it. I was following it, but I have a feeling I just need to see.
But see, now everyone who's listening to us on our call and I get to play and replay, now you're going to put your basic plus in, and you're going to remember that I said, less turnout, shift into the heels.
Yes.
Weight shift back into the heels, not forward on the toes. And runners are notorious for being in their toes because they run, okay, heel forward on the toe roll as you follow the foot through, right? So shifting the weight back in the heels will ground you, and your tailbone, your pelvic will automatically tuck under when you shift into the heels. And like on T-tap twist, weight in the heels. As you're tucking and twisting two over two, you'll get more core, flatter belly. It just becomes more comprehensive.
And I'm going to recommend that everybody watch this video first.
Yeah, definitely watch the video or go to those freebies with these form tips. But this, if nothing else, lets everybody know it's like a physical therapy approach to fitness. It's very specific. I'm a muscle activation specialist. It's because understanding how to activate more full fibers of multiple muscles, how to create that muscle activation, and what little tweak will totally shift where it activates, tugs, pulls. I mean, it's amazing how the body is put together. It's so exciting. And then as people start to really feel and understand it, then I start talking to them about fascia, because T-TAP really is fascia fitness. It's the connective tissue, not just the muscle fiber, that I'm totally from head to toe incorporating in every move. Because I learned in Germany that 80% of our neurotransmission is to the fascia, not the muscle fibers. Isn't that exciting?
Good.
Pretty cool. And that's how you turn back the clock. That's why T-tappers keep looking younger as they get older. And I see them when they come to our annual events or when we re-meet. It's amazing because right now, because now I've just hit 56, yay, and I'm going to be filming a couple of new DVDs, and my body's looking younger now than it did 3 years ago.
That's what we want.
And that's what we want. It's getting optimal nutrition to the cells, trash out, blood flow everywhere, and that posture, because you can't look sexy if you slump. And the thing is that's the biggest telltale, is as people age, they start losing height because they slump, ribs down, shoulder slump. So press those sternums, get those ribs up, shoulder shift back, stand tall. It'll energize your body, you'll look younger, and you'll get more energy to every cell in your body with posture power.
I think that you have shed a lot of light on this. I have a sense of everybody becoming really enthusiastic. We're going to encourage people to do this, to make a 30-day commitment to doing this every day if possible, and at least every other day for the 15 minutes, and to become addicted to this, to become so connected and feeling so good after doing this that instead of it being, oh, God, I got to exercise today, it's, oh, wow, I get to exercise.
It'll give you energy. That's what most everyone says. They always say, you know, I'm tired, but my energy's up. I feel my muscles tired, but my energy's so high. And isn't that what we want, more energy?
That's what we want.
Yeah.
And what a better thing to do at 4 in the afternoon than get getting some coffee and donuts to get your energy.
Definitely.
Do a T-chat.
Definitely.
Fantastic.
And then with all of the other wealth of knowledge, it was so good.
I think it's awesome. The thing that really just struck me, I teach people that when they get stressed, they're raising their blood sugars as if they just ate a candy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just said about those hoedowns activating the glucose and burning glucose, that's the thing that people can do. You get stressed, you stand up, you go do a hoedown, a couple hoedowns.
Exactly. And you know, it's amazing. Even just doing hoedowns, I had we do different hoedown challenges. We do them at the elementary schools and middle schools. We've even done a few high schools. And people who, like, I just don't have time. And I said, okay, so just do hoedowns 3 or 4 times a day. Every hour or every 2 hours, do at least one set. Work your way up to doing 4 sets. And, you know, the average was 1 pant size gone in 1 month just doing hoedowns and nothing else.
Wow.
Nothing else, just hoedowns. And they were doing anywhere from 4 to 6 a day. And then there's these hoedown showdowns where we keep going till you can't go anymore. So I tell people, if you could do 15 hoedowns without stopping, it's the last move on your DVD on Basic Workout Plus. It's called Basic Workout Plus because the plus is the hoedowns. And the hoedowns are for free on YouTube and on my website. I want everybody to understand and try hoedowns because it is the ultimate left brain, right brain, brain-body workout that pumps the lymph, just does everything. It's the little move that does big things and drops the blood sugar. Even Prevention Magazine did an article on it. And so anyway, you can get it for free. And just every day, work your way up. And if you can get to 15, that's like doing a mile.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome.
So
going to recommend that people in my blood sugar balancing program that we're doing starting in October, I'm going to recommend that they start doing
it. Oh, that would
be
perfect.
And then take the blood glucose because we have the measure. So that would be really great.
Oh, let me know how that goes.
Measure.
That's
perfect. Yes, absolutely. And when we get there, all of the people in Energy Recharge are going to be doing blood sugar balancing in October. So, thank you. This has been a really enlightening, very motivating and inspiring. It's very inspiring for me because I've watched the tapes a couple of times. I've done them, but I just haven't gotten into the groove yet. And I just, you know, I'm too busy. I'll go out and run instead for 45 minutes. Duh.
But running's good. Do a primary back stretch, then run.
Because
the plies might make it where you're a little tired before running. And then when you come back from your running, do T-tap twist.
Okay.
Or come back from running and do primary back stretch, go right to T-tap twist, and finish with hoedowns.
Primary back stretch, T-tap twist, and hoedown. Okay.
Finish with hoedowns.
Okay, I'm going to get inspired and do this.
See what I mean? You can break it down. It just has to stay in the same sequence, but you can skip. I'm going to do primary backstroke, skip those pliés, skip the reach scoops. I'm going to go right to the T-tap twist, and then I'm going to do oil wells, and that's it. I'm not even going to do hoedowns today. Well, you know what? Something is better than nothing,
absolutely.
And each one of these moves completely balance muscle imbalance, and they energize you. So even if you just got 2 in, pick 2.
Yeah.
It makes a difference.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time. I know your schedule is really busy and your time is really valuable, and we all appreciate it. We appreciate loved having you at the event, and everybody's really enjoying their videos so far, and this is going to just really help pull it together and provide the oomph and the motivation and the just some guidance in getting it going and making it part of their day.
Well, thank you so much for letting me be a part of it. It's an honor for me as well. And I just send me some feedback because when I don't get to see people, it was fun when it's live because I can see the light bulbs go off.
Yeah.
I just like to hear, and it just what makes me, because I'm a teacher, that's basically what I am, and teachers love to hear when the students get it.
Absolutely.
Or, you know?
Absolutely, when the light bulb goes on. Well, thank you so much, and we're looking forward to this.
Okay, until next time.
Till next
remember
time.
My 3 magic words. Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. I love it. I love it. It's so inspiring.
Okay. Thanks, bye. Dr. Rita Marie. Bye-bye now.
Thank you, Teresa.